Father, we just thank you for your wonderful goodness, and we thank you for being, through your Holy Ghost, welcoming our listeners who've joined us just now. Lord, only you know how to touch their hearts, and only you know how to anoint Brother Freedom. Thank you for all the times you've anointed Brother Freedom so mightily. Lord, we're trusting in you tonight again to bring a mighty message of what it is that we need to hear. We give you praise and honor. We thank you, Lord, that the listeners' ears will be opened up. I pray my ears will be opened up, Lord, because I need your touch just as much as anyone else. And I thank you, Father, for your goodness and for your mighty anointing through the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we just thank you for this day. I pray that you'll speak mightily this night. Lord, I pray that you'll touch us with your mighty strength. I pray that you'll touch our minds this very second, to be inspired by the glorious Spirit. Lord, illuminate yourself in our hearts and our being in such a way, Lord God, because that's where it's at. We're trying to do it in the flesh, and the flesh cannot please you, Father. Help your people to understand they got to move in the Spirit. And Father, we claim that change of heart. Lord God, is out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When we got self in our hearts all the time, we just speak about self. It's not uplifting, it's not wholesome, it's beggarly, it's divisive against the Spirit of God. Lord, we're not criticized, but we need a change of heart this day. Bless the Lord in a mighty way. We claim victory in Jesus' name, amen. The Bible plainly says, the earth, the Lord, and the fullness, and all that dwell therein. I really believe this whole world is in God's hands, and it's for Him. We're alone here for just a speck of time, and that time is see if we receive the Lord or we don't receive Him. That's all it's about. And God's trying to find a few that really mean business, because He's going to make it worthwhile. It's going to be a payoff for someone that lives above reproach. In 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and starting the 16th verse, I believe this with all my heart, but I've never heard anybody preach on it. It says, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Now you say, well, we're not no temple of God. Well, that Bible says we are. I believe that's what we're supposed to work to, for the perfecting of the saints, making us perfect, every good work to do His will, working in us what's well-pleasing in His sight. These are all leaderships of us growing to that direction. No, we don't start there, but hopefully we end there. You know, I did a lot of ministry in the prison, jails. A lot of those fellows that got in jail, they didn't start out that way. But because they kept being on the wrong side of the law, pretty soon they was in trouble. And they can make a change. But what I'm trying to say, all of us have to make changes and choices every day. We're going to have a choice to do the will of God. And you should have enough of God in you and realize whether it's something divisive, or it's going to inspire you. If it's going to be divisive, it's going to take you down. It inspires you, it's going to lift you up. And we need to be motivated by the Spirit of God. And we need to be motivated by His power. We don't need the motivation of everybody, because there's a lot of people that's not all in one accord. And I believe, truly believe, the Lord God, our God, our wonderful Savior, Father, that through Jesus Christ, the only way that we can be as one is walking in the Spirit. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. You know, unions arbitrate for agreements about workers' conditions. A lot of business, even churches, they set bylaws and they live by these rules. That's the humanistic way. But God has some rules also. He wants us to walk in holiness. He wants us to walk in obedience. The Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice. God says to study, to show ourselves approved unto Him, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to study the word for one purpose, that we will grow in the nature and admonition of God. We don't study to be a better than someone else. We're studying because we need to be a better person. That cleansing of God's Word, as we read it, it flushes it out, gets us to a place that we can stand holy before God. When I was a child, I thought a child and I understood a child. That's when we take this From a childhood, we must take this word to our heart because we'll grow. It'll give us ground and a foundation to receive a further and a most glorious blessed life by God. If we don't have the foundation, we're going to be floundering. You'll have to have cows, they flounder around, go here and there, and they get in trouble, they get out here and get in green clover, and they bloat. And we need to be led by God. You know, I got a ticket here a couple weeks ago, and it was one of these cameras that takes pictures of you, and I got fined because I did not see exactly what took place. But that's what we are. We need that inception of God's Spirit within us that lets us see that spot that you don't really see. You're maybe blinded. You didn't do it deliberately, but you're about to fail. God, see, He sees us. We're human. And He wants us to take this humanistic body that He gave us, and we receive our Savior, His Son, in our heart's life, that we can start growing and maturing to a place that we can receive manifold blessings. We can receive a visitation from God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and we can start having a hotline that goes to heaven. That's what it should be, but there's very few people that do that. They're out here trying to surmise in their own hearts. When there's no surmising, nothing you can do within yourself, you've got to seek Him, and He'll surely find. If you'll seek Him, He'll surely find you. God will bless you. Yeah, He'll find you. If you seek Him, God will find you. It says His eyes run continually throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of His heart that's made perfect toward Him. Well, many of us have never tried to make our heart perfect. We're out here trying to do our own thing. We're trying to build ourselves a name as a Christian sometimes. Or where we are, we don't need the name. We need God as our. He is our source. He's our power. We don't need to show other people how righteous we are. We need to show God how righteous by action. Actions speak louder than words. We need to be above reproach. We need to have a character that no one has to watch us. We're still right. We still do the right thing. When that camera's not looking at you, you're not going to run that stop sign. And you're going to do the same thing. You're not trying to cheat on anything you do. And that's what we should learn in life. God wants us to not be cheaters, but be obtainers. He wants us to obtain His Spirit, to walk in His leadership. There's so many people have lost the way. The Bible says, I'm looking back to the Father. There's no place for them. We must not look back. We're to keep our eyes upon the Lord. And we have to trust Him by faith. The just must live by faith. You know, I don't see any place in the Word of God where we're able to have idols. See, an idol is something that we have. It can be anything. If we put it before God, it's an idol. I put my car out there. It's an idol. Anything that we put before God, it's an idol. I don't care. It can be your daughter, your son, your wife. You've got to put God first in all the ages. I've seen people that had a member of their family and they thought that person, and pretty soon God took that person home. We have to put God. Jesus said plainly, seek ye first His kingdom, and then all these things shall be added unto you. We don't need to have to know this or that. We need to trust in God. See, that's why people can't move the Spirit, because they have to know. When God tells you to do something, you do it because He said do it, not because what you know to do. And I know that's where most people are. They learn it. And so it's good for my uncles, good for my brother, and it's good for us. We're going to do this. And they got it solid in cement. I mean, it's form. That's what we're going to do. If we don't do that, you're going to get kicked out of the church. And that's why the Spirit of God is not in the church. The Spirit of God needs to have leadership. The Spirit of God's there to, as a committee of the one that gives you strength in the times of destruction, of the times of troubles. You need the comforter, the Spirit of God, the leadership of God's only power, the holy power from heaven will help you dissolve the wrong things and produce good things. That you might be blessed from heaven. That you might walk that heavenly road in the King's highway, the pathway of the just as a shining light as it shines more and more to that most perfect day. If you'll do that, you're going to shine more and more to that most perfect day. But you start doing it yourself, you're going to lose the way. It's just that simple. I truly believe that's why the Bible predicts a great falling away. Many start well. They don't stay all well. They lose the way. They get heady-minded, high-minded. Lovers of pleasure, more than love of God, have the form of godliness, but I'm the power of them. It says, from such turn away. It says, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient. We have no agreement with these things. False accusers, inconsistent, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than love of God, having the form of God, denying the power of God. It says, from such turn away from. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Not! There's no agreement for anything with the ungodly. Or sin is scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight. The man's lighted. When you're out here a crab, when you're out here discouraged, when you're here like God seen Israel, they was complainers, couldn't satisfy them. That's what stops the move of spirit in your church. You need to have that agape power. There's nothing to substitute the Spirit of God. There's nothing that substitutes the Spirit of God. He is your source. You want revival? Well, just get the Holy Ghost come in your house and there'll be revival. I've known this for years. Everybody wants revival. Well, the only reason that revival worked because people got a little closer to God. But the Holy Ghost will get you there and stay keep you there. And put your feet to death and have you walk in heavenly blessing. Blessing. You'll have income when you're broke. You'll have power when you're weak. You'll have shelter when you're sitting out in the middle of the sky. You have that all-seeing eye over you. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro the earth to show himself strong on your behalf. God will bless you. He'll arrange your life. He'll come into you and walk in his leadership. But see, that's what's wrong. Man has come in and displaced wrong things as from actually from the enemy. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. God has not given us any agreement to mess with sin. God has not given an agreement to come out here and bear false things. God has not given us a spirit to be jealous. God has not, there's no agreement on these. So those hidden things we're supposed to be backing away from, not reaching for them. And that's what we're, I see it all the time. Oh, I want more of that. No, that's bad for you. You just abstain from all appearance. The Bible says from all appearance of evil. Forsake that which is evil. Draw nigh to that which is good. Seek God and get rid of the casting out the devil from you. Flee from the enemy. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal, but God's come to give you life and give you more abundant life. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting wholeness in the fear of God. Now, we have to do this. When you get saved, it's not just a dip. That's the starting point, but you have to work on this being processed. It's like if God give you a DA out here, because I understand it. He says, well, boys, it's all won't run. I just want you to tear it down and put it back up for a run. Well, that's what our lives are. We're sort of apart. When we get saved, we're just a new creation. But God's given the pieces. He's given His great power, His great witness within His heart that we can start growing and being moved, motivated by a heavenly power. What is the heavenly power? It's by God's Spirit. You don't have to be a soothsayer or all these things. Ouija board, those things are out there from the enemy. Those powers here in this earth is not what we're talking about. These powers will get you in trouble. The enemy has power. But God's got greater power. And that's why we need the greater power. Because that lesser power come into your meeting and pretty soon you've got friction, you got troubles, you got arguments, you got pastors leaving you got things happening and people leaving this and whatever. It's because you're not moving through the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there can be a life-changing event that takes place that'll bring healing. Old man, don't you want to be healed? Lady, don't you want to be healed? It comes from the unction of the Spirit of God that you can function. Hallelujah. The Lord is that shield. He's that shepherd. He's that way. He wants you to be whiter than snow. He wants you to walk in victory. He wants you to walk in His name. God will not be ashamed of you that way. But when you get out here and live unholy, God has to be a little ashamed of it. God does not see it because He can't look upon sin.
And we separate ourselves ourselves. We do the separating. God's stuff separated, but we separate ourselves purposely because we want to have fun. We have to have fun for a season. But we need it to happen in these last hours. There's some of our fun. We're going to divorce it or forsake it or miss out. I'm saying that's what's going to happen. So some of these things you say there's nothing wrong, but the thing about it, God has to have first place. And you're not going to fool him. So either he's going to get first place, or we're going to sign on it, and it's all over. Now we're very close to that crossroads. And God's here and says, choose you this day, whom you serve. Oh man, oh, run, arise, seek me, search for me, and you shall surely find me. Call on me, and I'll answer thee. Call on my people. But I say, my people are far from me. This day, rejoice not in man, rejoice not in the imps of hell, but rejoice in the Lord your God, the one that you serve. Rejoice in me, and I shall overcome thee, and I'll bless thee, and I'll wash thee, and make thee whiter than snow. I will break victory in thy heart, and thou shalt have leadership no longer by the world. Thou wilt no longer have direction by the world, but thou wilt have the peace of God that comes down from heaven, and you shall be delivered, says the Spirit of God. Seek me, and you shall surely find me, for I'm here, my ones. Come, my ones, for I love thee this day. Amen. Father God, thank you for this day. Oh, praise ye the Lord. Oh, Kamashita Makubasiva. Bless your people. Take away those idols. Take away the problems they have. Oh, Father, cleanse them this night. Make them whiter than snow. Worship this day. Protect them. Guide them. Direct them. We come against the power of darkness to overtake your people. Give them leadership this night. Give them a cleansing way. Cleanse them this night. For they will forsake the wrong being and call upon you that you'll bless them. Give them a new heart, new strength, and new overcoming power in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. 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 God bless you all. Love you. Amen. Call us when you can because we love you and we're praying for you. I'm not trying to be hard on you, but I know that God spoke right then and he mentioned just about what I said, I think. And I want you to know he loves you. Call him, seek him this night, and you'll surely live. It's going to be wonderful up there. It's going to be terrible if you go down below. Because down below there's no place, there has not agreement been made for mankind. The agreement has been made for the enemy. The agreement is for him. It's not for you. You can choose this day, and that agreement will no longer be there, but you'll be on another pathway. That agreement is for you. It's for heaven. That agreement that we see for hell is by for Satan. It says, forsake those ways. Call upon God, and you'll have victory this day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I received that message. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. That was from heaven. Amen and amen.